And welcome to this session, this Monday session of the Brand Conversation. Wherever you find yourself, well, this is as we transition into our first sort of, first discussion point of brand conversation or business related discussions. Yes, guys, branding as well as also business or branding and business is synonymous with each other. They go hand in hand at all steps and all senses as well. Now, on today's discussion of the brand conversation, we're linking up where we left off on Friday with the soft skills discussion. What you need to have in your skill setup, what you need to develop as terms as part of your personality, as part of your character, you know, the whole works with regards to identifying and seeing how soft skills actually, you know, converts you or changes you or carries or adds to your branding, business sense in an entirety. Because it's all about the entrepreneurial one-man, one-woman show, the SME, the vendor, the corporate executive component. Now, it's not to say that soft skills alone will do the deed, will bring you to the promised land of milk and honey or milk and cookies, whichever one you wish to indicate towards, but it will allow you to set some impressions or to make some impressions. Since social media is based upon the measurement criteria of impressions, for example, impressions are all about how do you feel? What do you think? It's almost like a positivity or negativity rating, that kind of component. However, when we look at how to develop these soft skills, because I've only been talking about the aspect of what soft skills would work, what they are, what they look like. I mentioned etiquette. I mentioned communication. I mentioned the component of work ethic. These soft skills, guys, are key in the aspect that, there was also leadership. And then also adaptability and creativity that you sometimes also have to look at. And the other discussion points were also about the hard versus soft skills components. Now, hard skills are the things that we go to university for, or we go for tertiary learning for, just to jog your memory again. The soft skills ones are the other ones that you have to develop in terms of personalities, so forth, how you function within a teamwork. Yes, collaboration, the teamwork component, how you function in those settings, how you interact with each other, what happens, where do things go, and, you know, the reciprocation that sometimes comes through in terms of teamwork, and also what each one's carrying capacity would be in terms of the overall collaborative effort. Now, when we have a look at soft skill development, because soft skill development, guys, cannot be isolated from the entire soft skill discussion, for the main reason being that you've got to work at them. You've got to develop them. Now, in order to improve your soft skills, it is important to actively look for ways to furnish them. You really have to look for ways to furnish them. Guys, I will not lie. I will not lie in telling you that there were times when colleagues and family members and friends would indicate to me, listen, Dwight, you've got to look at this feature. You've got to learn to listen. You've got to learn to provide meaningful contributions to discussions. You've got to look at providing meaningful contributions towards, you know, when it comes to doing a work or a job or teamwork, or even just being part of a collaborative effort. A collaborative effort can be anything from you being at school or university to you being in the office, or even to you in the major community sense. So this can be something like if you know that pollution and littering are very bad things that happen in the broader society, in the broader community, and also natural environment, you will do your best at always ensuring that your rubbish, whether it's in your car, on yourself, in your house, wherever your living space, your workplace, that rubbish goes into the dustbin. Rubbish is not left somewhere. Rubbish is not thrown somewhere or left somewhere. If you are someone that knows the adage in terms of where they say cleanliness is next to godliness, we all know that adage, meaning you don't leave a workspace or even a operation space in a dirty condition if you did not find it in a dirty condition. This goes either for the kitchen or even when you're at work. You know, your workbench, your workstation, a sort of like a communal workstation if it's not like in a workshop area like mechanics or even on a farm setting. You don't leave it in a dirty condition. You learn to clean up. Now, these are the same human concepts, these soft skills that need to be carried over in a day-to-day scenario. Day-to-day scenario. Because, as mentioned, guys, people will come and tell you, listen, Dwight, you need to work on your phone etiquette. Do not become over familiar with a client on the phone. These are things that have to be coached. These are things that have to be communicated. Do not do this. Do not do that. Even though you might leave the client in a much more positive state, or you might have generated a more positive impression than what they expected, there are also sometimes where you don't need to cross lines as well. Now, the first step towards soft skill development is to identify the abilities that you need to imbibe, meaning the ones that you need to include in your character, in your personality, your character, and those that need improvement as well. One of the main things, guys, when I crossed over from a corporate business-orientated role into a creative media-based role, was I brought with myself some sense of an outlook in terms of thinking strategically as well as also providing insight, critical thinking, and also providing evaluative or evaluation-based skills. Because so many times have I seen when I started off in this journalism career or in this journalism-based career path, is that so many journalists don't factor in big pictures. They don't critically analyze the information that they get or the information that they sit with, or the information that they are receiving. Critical thinking. Remember, critical thinking was also one of those soft skill development points. Critical thinking, guys, is sometimes misunderstood for always questioning something. Look, you can look at all the fancy adverts that you see on the various international news sites where they tell you, you've got to be bold, you've got to do this, you've got to approach life this way, and you've got to ask tough questions of the people. Sometimes you don't need to ask tough questions. You just need to ask a very straightforward, innocent, but direct question. You just say, why is it this way? If you don't really know why it is this way, meaning you've never researched or if you've never come upon the information, you've never been exposed to the information, you've never known the process before, you can ask the question why. But if you know and you have been exposed before, you need to change your question, obviously. You obviously need to change your question. You need to change your approach. You need to come from a different line of thought and then motivate why you ask the question. Because so many times, you would sometimes also see that a question is not motivated in terms of where this question comes from. Or sometimes it is motivated, but it's not as direct. It's not something that clears or takes away any ambiguity. It just provides just a question with no motivation as to why the question exists. I mentioned that because, and I know it sounded a little bit confusing, I mentioned that because I've also myself been analyzing the way I ask questions in some of the journalistic work I've done, just to identify, do I have the facts? Do I know what I've been doing? Do I have all the information and so forth? And sometimes you also sit there scrutinizing fellow colleagues in the wider industry, going like, why do you ask that question? Not that I ask them directly why they ask the question, but you sit there wondering, why do you ask that question? Have you not read up on the current situation of things? Now, improvement, guys, is key. You yourself need to improve as well. It's not just about going to university or college or to a vocational center. It's all about you yourself. You've got to ask yourself, what do I want to do? how do I want to be someone that gets to the next step in terms of personal qualities or personality traits or character or characteristics or character traits? The next step, going up, doing your thing. Because if you don't ask that of yourself, people will just say, ah, you know what? He's just, we don't know what he wants. He doesn't know what he needs. He doesn't know where he wants to be. So just leave him where he is, him or her. Those are sometimes the perceptions that float about. Now, I add that in terms of sometimes the perceptions, because I have heard people make such judgments of other team members or other potential team members by indicating to them by saying, no, he says this and he says that, we don't know. I'll give an example again. In terms of a personality that I witnessed myself, or let's just say a character, or you know, an individual, a fellow group member. This was also on varsity, where on varsity, as you and I know, they test how you work well in teams or in groups. That's why most of the current setup, if anyone goes back to university now, whether you're trying to pursue an advanced degree or just a undergraduate degree, you will be thrown into group work. Now, group work, guys, I have to be honest, I don't like it. Because even though I try to walk in there with the most objective approach, there's always one group member that is not pulling their weight. Always. And I mean it in the most softest term. You've also seen it. We have experienced it, everyone. Now, the one downside was this one individual, this one gentleman, because we were only three, we were supposed to meet together, and we only had nighttime to meet, since the program we were all in was all about only studying part-time. So you only have time at night. We are all working during the day. Now, we are two men, one woman. The woman and I, we met regularly, and I kept asking her, you know, did you ask this guy if he could come? Because I don't have his phone number. Don't know how to get hold of him. I don't know who he is. And she kept telling me, listen, here's his phone number. Try contacting him. I'll let you know now, Dwight. I've tried calling the guy himself. I've tried informing him myself. And I asked her, so what did you tell him? She said, no, this, the following details in terms of the meeting, as well as also setting the time and what he needs to bring with. I said, okay, so let's wait 5 minutes before we continue. We waited the 5 minutes. We waited the 10 minutes. We had the meeting. He still did not show up for the meeting. Then I tried calling him myself, dropped him a few text messages in myself. The guy did not respond to anything. At the end of the day, meaning also the end and conclusion of this small story, is that when we had to submit the assignment, because I asked the fellow group member, the lady, asked her twice, are you sure that you've spoken to this guy? Because he's not answering my messages. She says all he says is yes, he'll be there, but then he never shows up. At the end of the semester, when we had to be evaluated for a final exam, the lecturers asked me, why did I not submit this fellow guy's name on the assignment, the group assignment that we all had to contribute to? Why did I not submit his name? I told the lecturer, listen, I established two papers, one with his name on it, one without his name on it. The method for that was because we were still trying to find a way for him to redeem or be part of the group effort. He still did not make use of the avenue. He did not give us any explanations as to why he didn't come through and also why he did not contribute to the work. We submitted the one without his name. The lecturer asked me, why did we do that? And I explained it. Because he never contributed. He was at no meeting that we established, and we've got records of that. He did not indicate any explanations, nor did he provide reasonable explanations for doing so. Now, if we are being assessed on a school setting, the work ethic there, meaning that what I and the fellow colleague, the fellow group member try to do, is that we try to take the work ethic, we try to practice work ethic, we try to practice time management skills as well as also resource management, meaning what do each of us bring to the table in terms of how we're going to tackle this same project, the same school or university project. That's the aim of group projects. If you're a student on UNAM or IUM or Nast, or wherever, and you're listening to the Brand Conversation, you're wondering why you are in group, you know, always in group assignments together. It's for all the group members to work together. It's called collaboration. It's to understand the division of labor concept. The division of labor concept is about dividing up one challenge into smaller parts that group members can take on. Group members can take on. Now, this is key, guys, because if you don't know how to develop yourself, if you don't know how to take your character, your skill set, your personality traits one step ahead, because you need to get to the next step in order to see the next step, the step after that step. You can't tell me that you know there's a 10-step plan in terms of achieving this scenario. No, there isn't such a thing. You first need to improve one step and then get to the next before you get to the next step. You can't look two steps ahead. Everyone in sport will tell you, no one strategizes like that. How do you look at that step over there, but you haven't even sorted out this step in front of you? How can your overall objective be there, but you still have not, let's for example say, won a league match this season? How can you look like that? How can you vision like that? You first need to sort out the problem, the step, the issue in front of you before you start looking at the overall goal that you wish to achieve there at the back. Now, these are the following steps just before the next ad break that's going to hit us now, that you can look at in terms of how to take steps to improve your skill set, your soft skill set. After that, I see that the phone line is flashing. I'll just take that phone call just after the short break and when we come back.
Gusa etokoro lyohunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, owe no ruganse sungumi. Moktura mwe hundiro liye yowamba zuma okoko, dimo gwana kuma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kono morozoe utantandatu zime, ntatwe utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura ko Facebook, ko VMMC Namibia.
Now we come back from that quick break right there, and let's quickly get this call in. Eagle FM, good morning, how are you doing? Angabona, how are you doing?
Fine. Good afternoon. Your voice is sounding.
Sorry, Angabona?
Your voice.
From?
Yeah, for before, maybe for 2-5 minutes there, somewhere before I called you. Your voice was sounding.
Mm-hmm.
Your voice was sounding. We could not hear you very well for almost 10 minutes.
For almost 10 minutes?
Yeah, somewhere maybe 6 or 7 minutes there. Your voice was sounding.
Was it sort of like cutting out, or was it distorting?
Just went down. We couldn't hear.
Okay. So it was pretty low.
Was a bit, no, maybe the microphone, you were far maybe from your microphone or whatever.
All right.
No. My radio, perhaps. Fine. Never mind about that one.
All right.
I just want to, let me just a minute say something on your lecture.
Mm.
Very, very important and very, very important. Thank you. So yes, let me just end start with the self-awareness.
Mm.
That critical thinking, that's one of the components of emotional intelligence.
Mm.
And I think many a times we are missing that concept.
Yeah.
I mean, that understanding, we are missing it and it's going to hang us down.
Yeah.
Because, and it's also going to inflict our own potential, you understand?
Mm.
Stand up and be scared, you know, be motivated and say yes. Within yourself, you create that strong conviction and say yes. Me, with this kind of potential, today, what I was talking about, NDC in the TV, on the newspaper there, a young woman, so who is now doing that work with her own foot and using that kind of thing. What I'm saying here is that if we cannot point that finger at ourselves, it will be very difficult for us to discover our talent, our potential, our abilities. You understand?
Exactly.
Because you are actually saying, and that we are hearing these things, and that's why we are saying that it's true, the unemployment is there, the other one is there, all the challenges are there, but how can we turn this challenge into opportunity? So it is our personality, like you are, it's our all these characteristics that you are talking about. Let's first identify the room for improvement. to identify the training needs within you. So you now decide and say, yes, I'm going for welding, I'm going for plumbing, I'm going for this thing. These are some of the functional skills that we are talking about with this app. Mm. And so I'm saying that continue doing that, and I'm sure those who are very serious to discover themselves, they can still critically think about this issue that you are presenting, and they also take up opportunity where they are. I'm not saying that, yes, they are there, but they are there.
Yeah.
They are there. That's why you see, I mean, I've seen, and I'm sure EFM has contributed so much to the process of empowerment of this young one, because you talk about business. And throughout, imagine now you are talking about how to become a successful entrepreneur.
Mm.
Thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
So that's why we need to contribute meaningfully to this kind of discourse.
Yeah.
This discussion, so that we can facilitate and help others. So tomorrow I'll come with my own it's only 3 minutes that I'm going to take, mm-hmm. but I will be also doing some research and come and say, yes, here. Because if you don't mention these things, people think that you are just talking.
Exactly.
We are not campaigning. We are not campaigning here. It's not politics.
Mm.
It's politics, of course, because it's politics. But now, that political opportunity that are there, Denny, those social economic opportunities that are there, to then further your political advancement.
Yeah.
Because it's the politicians, not the politician. I'm not talking about all these politicians. I'm talking about on this parliament of ours here.
Mm.
It is the politician who confuse people, and they don't even want to suggest suggestions.
Mm.
I want to hear from you and say, yes, that the Bwana, here we want to do this and want to do this one, want to do this one. Or there is some kind of access to funding the premiership.
Yeah.
For the price. So then we can discuss about it. Then we can contribute. We can build up. Thank you very much. God bless.
No problem. Thanks, Angabona. Now, in terms of the aspect, because development, guys, of your soft skills is key. I say key because when people see each other, you have to look at it in the sense of when you are in a work scenario. When people see each other every day at the office scenario, everyone wants to achieve one or other form of rapport. Rapport is that mutual understanding between each other. Each department, each team member in a department, and everyone just wants to complete the set of work that they have for the day. Now, part of that, guys, is that you in a way develop your own soft skills. Look, everyone, we do not like someone that is rude. Even if you are the same rude person, right? You do not like it when someone else is rude, especially in a group setting, meaning the person is just short off, you know, they give you short, sort of like bordering on being completely rude themselves contributions and takes. And they are just, you know, telling you, hey, listen, if you're saying anything in my direction, I'm not going to listen to you. But when you are back, if you return the favor in terms of being rude yourself in the department, then they have an issue. Now, what I just explained to you is the most non-conducive relationship that you can have with your colleagues or employees or team members. It's the most non-conducive scenario or environment. In actual fact, you want people to be focused, not be bothered by unnecessary office politics, and that you need to be focused on the job, and everyone needs to work and must have a synergized approach to it. Now, where I left off in terms of the soft skill development, there are easy ways that you can access. Very easy ways. The first one is that you can take an online course. That's obviously involving you having to pay the platform that you're going to make use of. Obviously, you have to pay the platform because you're accessing their skill set. Now, you get online workshops for this, as well as also full-fledged classes and course scenarios that you can engage with. That is true, guys. Or you just have to do your own little bit of research. I won't give you the names because that would mean that I would be advertising for that platform. But you can access it online. Paid for courses, sometimes even free courses that you can find on various platforms. You can go to YouTube for that matter, or you can just do a general search through your search engine or your internet browser in order to access these facilities. And soft skills, guys, there are some, I would say this boldly, because there are some people that have a head start in it, meaning in terms of how they were treated at home, and also some guys that have major deficiencies in soft skills that didn't have it when they grew up. We also have to factor that in, because some people would know how to talk with people on a phone. I know it got hammered into me in terms of how you answer a telephone at home when we still had, growing up as a child, when we still had telephone, you know, the telephone, the home residence phone numbers or phones. Now that everyone has mobile phones, there's no, that technology has become obsolete. We were scolded if you just said hello. You know, if the phone rang at home and you just went like, hello. You were supposed to say, this is the XYZ residence. Who is speaking? You know, that kind of approach. You have to identify the residence or give the person on the other side of the line some form of reassurance that they've got the right contact. Now, you can find a wide assortment.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiririmba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, for Global Parts, tunovaungure ovapuike, odhonongo, nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa wedha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no Topra. Tuvada pomura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts, tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga, no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Now coming back from the quick break right there. The important thing here, guys, is you can find anything, anything on the internet. That's if you have a stable and, well, what do they call it? A stable and secure internet connection in the frame. Why I say secure is that, if you decide to open up a video, that it doesn't, you know, get depleted very quickly. So this should help you with skills development further. You can also pursue other online courses that are available from various platforms. And these are all for soft skill development, especially also for improving your communication, leadership. Remember that leadership is not the one that you need to look for. You need to develop the other guys before you get to a leadership sense. And remember what I indicated in last week's Thursday session when I said that the President Jacob Zuma's ex-wife, Dlamini Zuma, she herself said, if you want to be a leader, you should know how to be led, meaning you should have seen examples of other leaders, leadership styles. So it's not just about you jumping to be a leader somewhere. No, although I do know that participating in, national elections or regional elections, probably that would be one of the easiest ways that you can possibly achieve leadership in a form. But still, if you're not someone that covets that and you wish to work it in a corporate sense, you've got a long ways in developing your personality, your character, to get into that leadership zone. The next platform that you can look at in terms of trying to develop your soft skills component is going for career counseling. Guys, you would not believe how many people who are already in their careers would require career counseling in one sense. You can be someone that's a business owner yourself, and career counseling would just sort of like help you to not solidify, but just expand your thinking where you currently find yourself. Look, my biggest misunderstanding with career counseling is always thinking that career counseling was all about setting the person on the right path with the skills, the mindset, as well as also the understanding of the current choices that they want to make. This is now all for career development, you know, from high school, university, you go through into the job sense. But even you can get career counseling even there, top corporate leadership platforms, or even there at a very senior position wherever you find yourself. Career counseling still helps you to ensure that you still work on yourself. Now, when you seek a career counselor, this person can help you identify the skills you need to work upon and also those that you might be lacking. The ones that you need to work on and those that you might be lacking. As I said, a career counselor just helps you to navigate, to guide, to flow or to expand your thinking or even your understanding of something. Some of these career counselors will make use of psychometric tests. For example, psychometric tests, it's all about seeing, you know, your, what kind of a personality you are, especially in a work-based approach, you know, when you have to do work. What are your skill sets? What do you look at? How do you think? And all that kind of stuff. Psychometric tests, guys, are pretty, they are not broad-based, but they do give one or other sort of like a clear picture in terms of the personality of a person, of an individual. Now, before we continue, let's get this next caller in.
Good morning.
Now, yes. How is the morning?
I'm all right, your side, man.
Good.
Yep.
Let me first ask you before you continue, could you hear me a little bit earlier?
Yeah, I was hearing you from the beginning.
Okay, cool. You
from the morning.
All right.
Yeah, I was listening from the morning sometime.
All right.
Is it doing?
Mm-hmm.
Look, sometimes we must stop and to sell people a dream. Look, do it.
Mm.
For you to be the best, you must copy from the best.
Mm-hmm.
When the reason why Chinese, they are the best, is they are a success story of counterfeit goods.
Mm.
You bring in a good, they import your good, they copy and they produce their good locally, irrespective of where you are. And these are the questions that I'm continuing to ask. When Namla is burning goods and they are calling it counterfeit, whose interest are they protecting? That's what I'm asking. Look, when you are telling young people that there is dream out there, we have a government with a Harambe prosperity plan, a government can even president cannot be able to implement and trace his own plan. Why? Because the budget and the strategic plan are not speaking the same language. You understand? If you lead the Harambe prosperity plan and the budget of the Republic of Namibia, it's a two different things. You see? They are not speaking the same language. Now, how can you have a strategic plan, but your budget is not speaking to the strategic plan?
Yeah.
You see, it happened here in Walvis Bay. This new councillors that we voted in apparently for change, they come up with a strategic plan. But when we met at a community meeting, but I asked them, but your strategic plan and the budget does not speak the same language, then they start looking at themselves. You see, so we are doing things, but we don't know what we are doing. So for you to tell young people to go out there while you have a government, remember the way we are paying, like us that are working in the private sector, we are paying tax to government, and government can be able to maintain, pay salary to their workers and all these kind of things. The police, you understand? But again, you are forced to go hire a private security company to come and take care of your property for something that you already paid for. You understand? But if you're asking, saying like the government must give you leave, they must take a little tax from you. The government is showing an arrogance. But you are paying them in order for them to maintain security and all these kind of things. But they can't. But the people, they don't understand this. That's why we have this fake prophets every time coming to the radio and just trying to make speech, because where they are fine and all this kind of thing, because they don't differentiate the difference between empowerment and corruption, because the way they get the position is because of corruption and they think they are empowered, but they can't even run institution where they are. And you have the audacity to come to the radio. Look, if you go to State House now, State House will tell you there's no money. But you are telling young people to implement your plan that you can't implement yourself. So we need to ask ourselves these fundamental questions. So for us to be the best, we must copy the best. No? And these are the things we want to call upon. If a young person imports goods in this country, Namla should never go and confiscate goods unless a person does not pay duty, taxes and rates. But if I pay duty, taxes and rates, you don't have, because this country doesn't produce anything.
You can't say good are counterfeit. In Namibia, there is nothing can be called counterfeit because all the goods we have here are not produced locally.
Yeah.
Unless they must tell us they are in Namibia, but they are protecting interests of multinational and capitalists.
Mm.
In last word, Duet, you must reprimand your colony. You have a caller that called in your program. It's Ghana. He said, we are poor, apparently, because of our population. It doesn't work like that. And he make reference to capitalists.
Mm.
My question is, when capitalist companies are investing in this country, they don't come here to make us rich.
They don't.
You understand?
They don't.
Yes. They come here to make money.
Yeah.
So, he's ashamed because when we say we are having a population of 2.5 million people, our asset is more than our population. You understand?
Mm.
In other words, let me put it in this equal term. It's our asset is more than our liabilities. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
So our population in this country, in South Africa, is land by a mayor. You see?
Mm.
And ours is being land by a mayor, minister, councillor, and all these kind of positions for job for comrades.
Mm.
You see? Now, if you come to that term, you want to tell me you cannot be able to take care of 50 children, but you want to tell me if they become 100, you can be able to take care of them.
Mm.
So, who are you trying to lie?
Mm.
So, if you can't maintain a population of 2.5 million, do you want to tell me that you are going to maintain a population of 4 million people?
Or 5, or 6.
Exactly. Mm. So, we should just have a frank and a robust conversation, but it's good. Let's allow people to make mockery of themselves, because I like Eager FM, because this frank conversation that we are having on Eager FM is being recorded. Yeah? Mm. When he's going to listen to himself in the future, he's going to regret, because the things that he's trying to protect now, they will never remain forever. Let me end up there.
No problem. Thanks for coming through.
Thank you,
no problem. Mm.
Yeah.
Now, one of the key things in terms of also having a look, because it's just also adding in terms of something important that was also recorded, was when you had to look at someone like what's the guy in charge of Alibaba, Jack Ma. Jack Ma brought in, there was a very important meeting between him and his shareholders, which were most of his fellow colleagues and also friends that invested into the venture known as Alibaba. If you don't know what Alibaba is similar to Amazon and eBay. They are online shopping platforms. Now, Alibaba is the biggest in China. I think there's still another one, but Alibaba is the biggest in China. And also, this plan for Alibaba was put together in a living room, in a flat living room. Jack Ma's, his own flat living room. This was 2002. Now, the reason why I'm making use of his example is I'm giving you an example of, firstly, his leadership, and secondly, of his his approach towards instituting a form of teamwork. Now, the key there was, he realized, and in that video it's recorded, he realized that they needed something locally, as opposed to being dependent upon something internationally. He mentioned it, and these are his words verbatim, quote word for word, meaning they need to have something meant for their local consumers, but they should approach it with the same understanding and same professionalism like something you would find in Silicon Valley in the US. Silicon Valley is where most of the big technology companies are housed from around the world, in California, United States. Now, that was key. Look, guys, sometimes pointing towards the same direction takes just a few words. Very friendly, not over familiar, but friendly and direct words to help everyone get in the same direction, to push to the same direction. One of the biggest concerns also in terms of with the soft skill development, guys, is that people will come and ask you, and even me, what do you do with a soft skill in terms of you, if you're going to run a startup, or if you're going to run an entrepreneurship, or if you're going to be an entrepreneur, soft skill development, guys, is key because it'll help you make impressions with suppliers, with customers, with consumers. I have a family member who said, as she herself as an entrepreneur, she said, as a startup, customers will know your face. They don't care about the person that works for you. They know your face. They know your name. They know who you are when you started out firstly. And soft skills will take you a long way.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Now, coming back from that short ad break right there, the important thing there was, as an entrepreneur, do not dismiss soft skills, guys. Don't ever. You can practice them at home. You can practice them with family. You can practice them with your partner. You can practice them at school. You can do it ever. Do not dismiss soft skills. Someone that always has, it's not about being kind, but you are someone that's open to meeting people, open to new ideas, and also open to connecting with people, talking about them. And this also includes, if you have an opposing viewpoint to a statement or something that someone says, you can highlight it because it's the opportunity to do so. Now, after we ended with career counseling, meaning you also making use of career counseling as one of the avenues that help you with that development, the next one would be about being open to feedback. Do not be afraid for being open to feedback. I just got feedback now on two different kind of points. Be open to feedback, whether it be criticism, whether it be someone saying nasty, because obviously you will know how to react. Sometimes saying when someone says something nasty to you, you will know how to react. Or where there is just, you know, people would say, I like this, but if there's still some room for improvement approach. Be open to feedback. Be open to feedback. Be open to feedback. I'll say it over and over and over again. Over and over and over again. Be open to feedback, guys. Be open to feedback consistently. Now, once you've started the process of soft skill development, the most important thing you must keep in mind is always to take feedback from others. Always. They will value the approach in terms of what you are doing, in terms of you listening to the feedback that they've got for you. And if they see that you're actively making note of it and that you're implementing some form of change, be open to feedback. Be open to it. Every day, be open to feedback. Because you will also give someone feedback for something they do. And you would also expect them to be open to the feedback that you provide. Be open to the feedback. I'll stress it over and over. For example, if you have been working hard to improve on your written and verbal communication aspects, this is now in your soft skill development components, make sure that you actively ask others to know whether they are getting better at the same thing, or whether you are getting better at the same thing. Lastly, always practice it. Practice, practice, practice. Look, guys, practice makes perfect consistently. I've also had to accept that because for a long time I was someone that believed in the concept that sometimes people are just born with talent. And if you don't have the talent for the specific task, you know, then tough luck. But it has not been so, because you can actually practice someone into such a good state, into such a perfect state, or to such a level that they would be deemed an expert in this exercise or in this task. This can be anything from sports to school to even a job, anything. If you practice it consistently, 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 consistently. Now, practice, guys. Practice helps you with both your personal and your professional growth when you practice. Practice is also the key that you have to follow. Whether you are taking an online course or when you are opting for self-study, make sure that you practice what you have learned with others. Put it into exercise. Put it into motion. Put it into action. Always practice. ask your friends to set up a mock interview test in order to test your communication, or if you can, if you have the time for it, to take online tests, for example. And then also, lastly, examine your critical thinking abilities as well. Now, if you do it in the workplace, if you develop your soft skills in the workplace, being equipped with a bunch of these soft skills at your workplace can act as an icing on the cake scenario, meaning it will just round off you as a complete product, in the form of that you are someone that can connect and can encourage or can provide some sort of mental or any other kind of communication support. For example, it'll help you with developing a learning mindset, meaning you'll always be open to adapting new skills, new approaches, new thinkings, new understandings, new perspectives. And it'll make you more receptive to new information. This is key if you look at it in the workplace scenario. Also, secondly, it'll be able to encourage self-reflection a lot. Self-reflection is when you sit there thinking, did I just do the correct thing? Was it proper in terms of what was delivered or what was communicated or how the report or how this scenario was established? Is it in order in terms of quality and so forth? Those kinds of skill sets and components. It'll also help with expanding your knowledge and your understanding. Knowledge is key. Knowledge is key, guys. It's not about just knowing knowledge from a newspaper. Like Mark Twain said, if you read the newspapers regularly, you are misinformed. But if you do not read newspapers, you are uninformed. So, always be open to information from any direction and from any platform and from anyone. Be open to information. Then, be able to provide opportunities for practice, meaning go and test it out, whether at home, whether in the office. Test out the soft skills. Try communicating with or increasing your levels of communication with colleagues, or increasing your levels of communication with the friends and family, or try to look at a teamwork or collaborative, you know, sessions or scenarios, like helping with, let's say, for example, say cleaning the house or cleaning the yard. If you're at the office or in the workplace scenario, try to assist with a project which seems like it's too big just for two people. Try to see if you can provide any further support in a scenario. If not, then don't. If not invited. And then lastly, always offer feedback. Often. Or be open to feedback. Often. Always. Guys, so many times I've seen on the feedback component, I've seen people argue when feedback is given, but then it's also in terms of how the feedback is given. The person giving the feedback comes with a very accusatory tone. And obviously that puts the person that to who the feedback had been directed towards would be on the back foot and become defensive. And then that person would start reacting. And then you've actually got a full-blown argument happening in front of you between two colleagues, wherein you could see what was the initial motive was to provide the feedback. And secondly, it was just delivered in the wrong package, or it was packaged incorrectly. When you're giving feedback, guys, don't come with attacks. Do not come with attacks. That person will only become defensive. Let me say this once again. When you give feedback, do not attack. Do not attack. You will not get or achieve anything good from it. In actual fact, you will create more negative impressions or perception based upon how you delivered the feedback. The same goes for the other person. If the person came and gave you feedback, but more in an attacking sense or an attacking tone, you have two decisions to make. You can either respond in a defensive manner, or you can respond by not responding, or actually ignoring because the feedback was delivered in such a very attacking manner. I am also someone that has been guilty for that. I am. I have been guilty for that. But the onus falls on the person delivering the feedback. They come and then they start attacking. They make it personal. Obviously, it would be personal because the feedback is directed towards you. But if they wanted a conducive scenario, the feedback would have been about, listen, is it not best if you do it this way or that way instead of concentrating it on this manner? That's one of the best ways. One of the best ways is just the tone and the manner in which the feedback is packaged. Now, as we're ending off today's discussion on soft skills, I know, guys. It has been an in-depth and somewhat expansive discussion point for the past 3 days of the brand conversation. But as mentioned, there are always major aspects that you can look at or various resources to contact or to tap into on the internet that can help you with soft skill development. Just lastly, to round off, if you had to look at the major contributions or the major skill training topics for employees, meaning if you're a manager or if you're a business owner with regard to soft skill development, the biggest things that they will help employees of organizations with will be communication, will be leadership, critical thinking, listening, adaptability, organization, teamwork, and punctuality. Guys, there are people in our country. Let me stress it like this. When you have to meet for business meetings, don't show up, or they show up late. Not early. We're not talking about, look, showing up a minute before the time is still considered early, but it is frowned upon. If you show up on time, that is somewhat considered to be a question of being late. The allowance for showing up for a meeting would be 5 to 10 minutes beforehand. 5 to 10 minutes. 5 to 10 minutes. Meaning the person you're meeting, whether it's for a business meeting or whether it's just for a meeting related to your own personal needs or so forth, whatever meeting it is, the person there would just say, okay, fine, the next appointment is here. Their time has been budgeted for. But then you also get the opposite spectrum where people have made appointments and they forget about the appointment. They forget about the appointment that you made with them. Punctuality, guys, in Namibia is key. So many times I've heard of just this one very basic thing of punctuality. Sticking to meetings, being on time for a meeting or a scenario or for discussion points or for the work or for church or whatever or for school. Punctuality is an issue in our country. And it's key that it needs to be worked on. Now that brings us up to the end of today's program here on The Brand Conversation. This has brings us to the end of the soft skill development component here on The Brand Conversation on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. And it's also key in terms of, you can catch me later on tonight for the Business and Economic Zone, in terms of where we will be addressing or we will be facing up in terms of a new discussion point hitting on that platform later tonight. Alternatively, stay tuned as the On The Radar team are ready to make their appearance and to provide you with your daily bulletin discussions here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. Stay tuned.